Nolte, Donald Trump jumps to 10-point lead over Joe Biden. By John Nolte on May 3, 2024. In a three-way race that includes independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., former President Donald Trump has jumped to a 10-point lead over his fraudulency Joe Biden, according to the latest polling from Rasmussen Reports. Trump earns 46% nationwide support, compared to just 36% for Biden and 9% for Kennedy. This is an increase of 4 points for Trump since April when he led Hunter's dad by 6 points, 44-38%. Today's internals are brutal for Biden. Trump leads with Hispanics by 8 points, 41-33%. Trump leads with 18-39-year-olds by 2 points, 36-34%. Trump earns 21% of the black vote, while Biden earns just 61%. That number should be closer to 90%. Only 70% of Democrats support Biden. Trump earns 16% Democrat support. Trump earns 80% Republican support. Biden sits at 10%. In a five-way matchup between Trump, Biden, the Green Party's Jill Stein, Kennedy Jr., and former Harvard professor Cornel West, the Donald's lead jumps to 12 points over slow Joe, 48-36%. Kennedy pulls 8% support. Stein and West top out at a single point. In this five-way race, Trump's lead over Biden with Hispanics jumps to 15 points, 45-30%. Despite being on trial in New York City, former President Donald Trump has widened his lead over President Joe Biden during the past month, says the pollster. The small polling bump Biden enjoyed after his State of the Union address, a bump that never put him in the lead, has dissipated under a flurry of poor economic news and disastrous public appearances, which highlight the 287-year-old's increasing frailty. Polling won't yet fully reflect Biden's appalling lack of leadership and very fine people on both sides' response to the violent Hitler Youth uprisings at left-wing universities. Watch, hateful anti-Israel occupations spread on college campuses across the USA. For context, except for a single poll in September 2020, Rasmussen showed Biden topping Trump in almost every one of its 2020 polls. At times, Rasmussen showed Biden up by 8 and 12 points. In its concluding survey, Rasmussen had Biden ahead by a single point, which was only off by 3.5 points from the final spread of plus 4.5 for Biden. This was a better result than many of the 2020 pollsters had predicted. Rasmussen polled 1,205 likely voters between April 29 and May 1, 2024, which makes it the most recent national poll, so we don't yet know if it's an outlier. CNN has Trump up 6. Harvard/Harris has Trump up 4. We also won't know how Biden's indefensible handling of America's campus Hitler Youth uprising and Friday's lackluster jobs number affects his standing until next week. All we know is this: no Republican presidential candidate, including Trump, has polled this well since 2004. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover on Kindle and audiobook.